What is going on, Thought Force Nation? This is Eddie Saucedo, and thanks for tuning in to the Thought Force podcast. Before we get into today's episode, this episode is brought to you by the Keys to Being Clutch Thought Force online course. This online course is a 10-lesson video online course that goes over breathing techniques, mental cues, different things that will help you out as far as the mental game goes to help you control your emotions when the pressure is on. If that sounds like something you are interested in, that link will be down in the podcast description, as well as a coupon code exclusively made for podcast listeners to be able to have access to this course at a more affordable price. So again, if that's something that sounds interesting to you, that link will be down in the description.
You are listening to the hottest podcast in the game. This is the Thought Force Podcast. Get ready. It's time to get in the zone.
In the zone?
Here's your host, Eddie Saucedo. Play ball.
Welcome in to episode number 29 of the Thought Force podcast. Thank you guys for tuning in. And today's podcast episode is going to bring a lot of value to you guys because this is something that I also used to fall into the trap and sometimes still do and have to keep myself in check with this, but I think it's going to bring a lot of value to you guys, as this is something that I think a lot of players are not necessarily aware that they fall into this trap. And what I want to talk about in today's episode is allowing and letting the game of baseball and your performance, whether it's on the field, during a game, in practice, letting that define who you are. And a lot of times, although it's common sense for us to not want and not let our performance define who we are, a lot of times we fall into that trap of actually letting that happen to where if you have a bad game, a bad practice, it spirals out of control and turns into a bad day where when you interact with friends, with teammates, with your family, you're a different person compared to when you had a good game, compared to when you did perform well. And if you find yourself falling into this trap, it's important to realize that there is more to life than just your performance on the baseball field. There is more to life than having a good outing on the mound or having good at-bats. There's more to life than just your performance on the field. And I think a big reason why a lot of athletes fall into this trap is because there is so much time, energy, and effort spent on your sport that when you put so much time in, you naturally want to succeed and do well, which is very natural to want to do that. And that's totally fine to have high expectations and want to do well. But it's important to keep that balance and be able to know that I can put in all this work and still not have that be the number one priority in my life. There are other things in your life that are more important, such as being a good person, being a good teammate, being a good family member, having that kind of impact on people's lives is more important than you getting a home run or hitting a double or, you know, having a good outing on the mound. Those things come secondary. And one thing that'll stick with me that kind of opened my mind was when I interviewed Michael McHenry, former MLB player, on the Thought Force podcast. It was one of the first podcast episodes on this podcast, and one thing that he mentioned that I think was very, very well said was when he was playing, he kind of recalled when baseball became number one, when it became my number one priority, my results and what I was able to do on the field went downhill. And I think that can be applied to a lot of different players. I think that when baseball becomes your number one priority, when that is life or death, you put all this unneeded and unnecessary pressure on yourself to perform. And naturally, this game is already hard enough. There are already so many pressures to wanting and wanting to do well, that adding that pressure to yourself of this is my life, this is my number one priority, I have to perform here, may not work in your favor. And realizing that is a big step in going in the right direction towards actually having more enhanced results on the field, is understanding that what is going to put me in the best position to succeed on the baseball field is actually not prioritizing my performance as my number one priority. I should prioritize picking up my teammates, being a good teammate, being a good human being, whether that's with your friends, your teammates, your coaches, your family, whoever it may be, and making their day a little bit better. Just being a good person and taking pride in that. And naturally, as you do that, that takes pressure off your performance on the field. Doesn't put so much pressure on when you have a negative result, that doesn't ruin your entire game, practice, or day. To whereas the people that it is their number one priority, that is everything in their mind. When that error or that negativity hits during the game or during the practice, it not only ruins that game or practice, it ruins the day, and it can possibly linger on to a series of days or even weeks as that spiral kind of gets out of control. And so that's really the big idea I wanted to hammer home today, is if you find yourself after a poor performance in practice or a game, it translates over to other things in your life, whether it's schoolwork, family, other things that have nothing to do with baseball, it's a warning that you might want to look yourself in the mirror and say, is baseball my number one priority? And if it is, should I change that? And I challenge you to, because if you do, take notes of how your performance changes. Does it get better or does it get worse? And that's the main thing with knowing yourself. You know, maybe for some people, having baseball as a number one priority is what allows them to perform. And if that's what works for them, that's great. But I think far too many people think that that is what will make them successful, when in reality, it is the opposite. It is thinking of baseball as a low priority compared to other things in life that matter more. And when baseball becomes a lower priority, but you still put in hard work towards the sport, it just becomes less important as far as the results go on the field, and you're just going out there and letting yourself play, the results tend to be better for far more people than they initially think. So if that's not something you've tried out, I challenge you to try it out just to see how your performance changes, how your approach to the game changes, as well as how your relationships with the people you interact with on a day-to-day basis, how that changes as well. how your relationships with your family, your friends, your teammates change when you have that mindset shift in what you prioritize, what is actually important to you. So just some food for thought for this podcast episode. It's something that I have changed throughout my playing career, and I've found that it has helped me out a ton, is taking pride in being a good human being that happens to be really, really, really good at baseball, not the other way around, where I don't want to take pride solely on being a great baseball player that is an okay human being depending on how I do on the baseball field. I want to be a great human being that's able to impact lives while also doing well and performing well on the baseball field. So again, that's something that I challenge all you guys to do, and see if it works for you. See how it changes your approach to the game. If you guys have not done so already, please check out at Thought Force on Instagram and Twitter, as we are posting mental game content on there on a daily basis that can help you guys out. And with that being said, I will see you guys in the next podcast episode. I know I haven't been posting recently, but I have made the promise to myself to be more disciplined and start posting more content for you guys here on the podcast. So make sure to look out for more podcast episodes here in the future.
Thank you for listening to the Thought Force Podcast.